What CFD software giant could join the 3D experience? Can Dassault Systèmes bring CD Adapco to the 3D experience? 5 years ago, a cooperation began between Dassault Systèmes Simulia and CD Adapco. The goal was to bring easier connectivity between Simulia's FeoSolver Abacus and CD Adapco's CFD software StarCCM Plus StarCD. The team created the Co-Simulation Engine, CSE, which allows data to be passed between the programs as they run simultaneously. The solution of complex industry engineering problems requires simulation tools that can cross engineering disciplines. CD Adapco co-founder and CEO Stephen McDonald said during the 2015 Star Global Conference, "From the very beginning, our philosophy was to push the boundaries of our simulations as far away from the area of interest as possible, capturing all the relevant physics, minimizing approximations, and taking account of all the factors that are likely to influence the performance of a product design in its working life." However, would McDonald and his fellow top brass at CD Adapco and Simulia consider a cross-discipline tool so industry-shaking? Would they bring StarCCM Plus onto the 3D experience, 3DX? All-encompassing CHI platform? And what would this tighter partnership look like? Let's explore. The elephant in the room: both companies have CFD and FEA. Come the June release of StarCCM Plus 10.04, both Simulia/3D Experience and CD Adapco will have their own in-house FEA and CFD solvers. In fact, this FEA solver has got CD Adapco Senior VP of Product Management Jean-Claude Urquhart-Lanethly quite excited. "The solid mechanics in 10.04 is a big breakthrough," he said. "We have had mechanics in StarCCM Plus before, but this was based on finite volumes, which is incapable of solving some structural problems. To help improve productivity, StarCCM Plus will choose which of the two structural solver is better suited for your problem automatically. This FEA solver allows us to add other physics to the mix as well, including electromagnetics and a viscous flow." So now, the following questions come up: how can these new companies partner so closely now that they are competitors, and why should they even bother? Well, StarCCM Plus has been in the CFD business for 35 years. You don't recreate that overnight, and the same holds true for Dassault's FeoSolver Abacus, said Alan Muller, Chief Technical Officer at CD Adapco. "For certain problems, both tools are necessary. There are a lot of problems with structure elasticity, linear behavior, and fluid solid contact where doing it all in StarCCM Plus is fine." Muller clarified about the conflict, having said, "When I first talked to Bruce Engelmann, CTO of Dassault Systèmes Simulia, I said there is a big elephant in the room, we are developing FEA and UCFD. He replied, to be a good partner you need to learn each other, the best way is to jump into each other's work. However, with both systems talking to the other, many users might prefer to always use the best solver for the job, be it CFD or FEA. These customers will want to use these more power CFD and FEA solvers as a default. So why not make that possible on the 3DX if the technology exists? CHI trends to ubiquitous cloud CHI software. There is a trend in the simulation industry to bring all CHI software together into a cloud-based, all-encompassing, and collaborative platform. This trend can be seen not only in the 3D experience, but also with competitors like Altair and Autodesk. Urquhart-Lanethly explained that CD Adapco was one of the first to offer cloud licensing with power on demand. It gives users access to multiple cores and sectors through a cloud network. He also mentioned that the newest release of StarCCM Plus is able to interact with CAD data. This improvement, coupled with StarCCM Plus's new FeoSolver and growing multi-physics, sound like the software is also following the ubiquitous CHI platform trend. "It's about multidisciplinary design, not just flow," said Nick Appeliard, VP of the Americas sector at CD Adapco. "The way the industry is going, analysts and engineers are expecting more can be done with their software. CD Adapco has made it a point to expand StarCCM Plus into other physics." Muller agreed, adding, "It is best for our customers to have one tool to do the whole simulation. That being said, StarCCM Plus would certainly have a lot of catching up to do compared to Dassault Systèmes 3D Experience. If the partnership between the two companies were to expand to include the 3DX, however, then the companies could cause a stir in the industry." Dana Holding Corporation's Ben Kenny has a positive outlook on the collaboration between these two companies. "I'm excited about the interactions between FEA CFD, said the research engineer. Currently, we need to get the software to talk to each other and it can be hard to get the map of one to work with the map of the other. Getting all the solid/fluid interactions into one software is beneficial. What could StarCCM Plus on the 3D experience look like? The 3D experience has made all the available tools on the 3DX have the same look and feel. This gives the platform the ability to ensure users will be able to utilize all the tools with an optimized workflow with minimal training. The 3DX also ensures reliable communications when switching between tools. Matthew Godot, StarCCM Plus product manager at CD Adapco, agrees with this strategy. In a perfect world, we would have everything run on our own StarCCM Plus workflow, he said. It benefits the end user's productivity. You won't worry about input/output files being out of phase, for one example. But this is something that CD Adapco would also have to play catch up with the 3DX. Moolah suggested that the work to get all the islands of software talking together and working in a single workflow would be a challenge. However, much of this challenge becomes irrelevant if the Simulia team were to work with CD Adapco, as they have the experience. Together the teams can easily bring CD Adapco to the 3DX thanks to the aforementioned co-simulation engine and the various tools already available to the 3DX platform. This would certainly make for a Kai powerhouse. Perhaps this is why Moolah suggested that the future of the partnership between Simulia and CD Adapco would be a cross-pollination of experience. We have done a lot to hire people with Abaco's expertise and I would like to see more people trained in both software, he shared. To be clear, no one suggested a buyout here, though anything is possible. It would certainly answer the question of which company would handle which bug fix. But the current cooperation seems to work fine with this bug fix question. A final question remains: if the companies continue to function separately, how would they deal with the confusing IP agreements? It would be surprising if CD Adapco and SOOSystem Simulia weren't open to the concept of sharing given the financial opportunity this would bring. It would not be the first time that such a sharing of IP was implemented either. And hey, if recent pop culture news of Marvel/Sony/Spider-Man teaches us anything, sharing IP can lead to real commercial success.